Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 36 degrees now on KNSS. Police are looking for three suspects after the robbery of a pizza delivery driver for Papa John's in East Wichita. Officer Charlie Davidson says this happened early Tuesday evening. The victim, a 34-year-old man, was robbed in the 500 block of South Hunter.
He had gone to deliver an order in that area, and as he was working to locate the address, he was approached by three suspects who demanded property and eventually left with the pizza. The driver was physically assaulted, however, only received minor injuries.
Three male suspects believed to be teenagers, including two of them as young as 15. Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall tells KNSS News two are agreements approved this week. China Phase 1 and the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade deal will have a big impact on the Kansas economy.
The most comprehensive, complete agreement ever written. It is the new gold standard. This will mean thousands of jobs for Kansas, and it's not just agriculture.
Marshall says we can expect a big impact on the aviation industry as well. Marshall commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS. A one-time gubernatorial candidate and zookeeper in Oklahoma is sentenced in a murder-for-hire plot.
22 years in prison for 56-year-old Joseph Allen Maldonado Passage, also known as Joe Exotic, for his role in a murder-for-hire plot and for violating federal wildlife laws. A federal judge in Oklahoma City handing down the sentence Wednesday. Maldonado Passage was convicted of trying to arrange the killing of a Florida animal sanctuary founder who criticized his treatment of animals. The woman, Carol Baskin, wasn't harmed. He was also sentenced Wednesday for killing five tigers, selling tiger cubs, and falsifying wildlife records. Maldonado Passage maintains his innocence. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Wichita and Sedgwick County Crime Stoppers asking for the public's help in solving a store burglary.
It happened around 3:45 in the morning on Monday, January 6th, at the Shortstop convenience store in the 5400 block of North Meridian. Police officer Kevin Wheeler says four suspects broke into the business through a glass door.
The four suspects then went inside and stole several tobacco products, snacks, and coin rolls from behind the register. The suspects were in and out of the business within about a minute. Now, there is some construction going on to the west of the business, and it appears that the suspects used that to their advantage to kind of conceal themselves getting inside of the business.
Photos of the suspects can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about these suspects, you're asked to call 316-267-2111. You can submit an online tip or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a possible reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The second storm system this week is going to be pushing out of the Rockies into the plains. That will increase moisture and again bring us some off and on showers today with a high 43. It'll be windy today and tonight. Rain may briefly mix with some wet snow with a low in the upper 20s. Sunny and 41 on Friday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 36 degrees, northwest wind at 14 miles per hour. 8:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward.
Aerosmith responding to the lawsuit against them by their drummer.
Aerosmith has responded to Joey Kramer, the band's drummer, who filed a lawsuit against the band for not allowing him to play with them at this weekend's Grammy Awards. Kramer hurt his ankle last year and missed shows as well as part of the band's lucrative Las Vegas residency. The band called Kramer their brother in their statement, saying his well-being is of paramount importance to us. However, he has not been emotionally and physically able to perform with the band, by his own admission, for the last 6 months. We will be doing a disservice to him, to ourselves and to our fans to have him play without adequate time to prepare and rehearse. Kramer says the band is in breach of contract. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
The Harvey Weinstein trial continues.
Actress Annabella Shora is expected to confront Harvey Weinstein on the witness stand, more than a quarter century after she says he raped her in the early 90s. She went public with her story in 2017, accusing Weinstein of forcing himself inside her apartment after dropping her off from a dinner in 1993 or 94. While her allegations are outside the statute of limitations for criminal charges, her testimony could help prosecutors show a pattern of predatory behavior from Weinstein. Weinstein is charged with the sexual assault of one woman in 2006 and the rape of a different woman in Manhattan in 2013. He says the incidents were consensual and has pleaded not guilty. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Hollywood superstar takes on social media scammers.
Tom Hanks slamming a fake endorsement for a cannabis company using his image. The ad for CannaPro CBD features his face in the quote, "The advances Dr. Oz has made in the CBD industry are remarkable. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't had the chance to try it out for myself." Hanks posting online, "This is false and an intentional hoax. I've never said this and would never make such an endorsement. Come on, man." Dr. Oz echoing this, saying it aims to take advantage of consumers. The Better Business Bureau says these scams affect millions each year, encouraging folks to check the online profiles of stars to verify an endorsement is real. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's find out what's going on the small screen.
I'm Michelle Pollino. The Witcher, the Henry Cavill starring series, is Netflix's most watched series ever. You may be saying, hold up. And you would be correct, as Netflix has changed the game on what counts as a watch. The streamer previously counted a view if someone watched 70% or more, but now, if you watch more than 2 minutes, you are counted. The new system confirms the first season of The Witcher was viewed by 76 million households. Not tired of the royal family, HBO Max hopes not, because they ordered the animated comedy series The Prince, a send-up of the British royal family based on an Instagram satire account by Gary Jannetty about the royal family from the perspective of Prince George. Star Trek Picard premieres on CBS All Access this weekend.
Tick-tock.
As does The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, Season 3, and Season 2 of Hulu's hit Shrill. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
Why does Selena Gomez feel inauthentic?
Selena Gomez admits she was a bit embarrassed promoting her latest album, Rare, ahead of it hitting number one on the Billboard 200 chart. The singer saying in an Instagram post it felt inauthentic because she asked fans to stream or buy it. Critics referring to the plea as begging, some making comparisons to Gomez's ex, Justin Bieber, who also recently asked followers in a deleted Instagram story to make his album, Yummy, number one. This is Gomez's third number one album, the 27-year-old thanking fans for making something so personal to her, a moment she says she'll never forget. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Yesterday on The Blur, we did mention the death of British actor Terry Jones, one of the Monty Python guys.
Terry Jones' family announcing his death at age 77 after what they call a long, brave and good-humoured battle with a rare form of dementia. The family describing him as an extraordinarily talented, playful and happy man.
He's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy!
As a member of Monty Python, Jones appeared in the group's TV shows and movies, including The Holy Grail and The Life of Brian. The group paying tribute, saying farewell, dear Terry J, and adding, in a reference to fellow member Graham Chapman, who died in the 80s, two down, four to go. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A couple of birthdays today. Actor Gil Gerard is 77 today.
Gil Gerard.
Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Yeah. Actress Chita Rivera is 87 today.
Chita
Broadway
Rivera.
Legend. Of course, she was a Kennedy Center honoree, Presidential Medal of Freedom, multiple Tony Awards.
Right.
Guys and Dolls, West Side Story, Bye Bye Birdie, Chicago, Kissing the Spider-Woman. Great.
Talent.
Chita Rivera, 87 today.
Very talented.
All right, let's finish with the late night crew. Let's check in late. Lights Out with David Spade on Comedy Central.
It was just announced that Tom Cruise was the only actor that could handle the G-forces from an F-14 in the first Top Gun. Tom Cruise said he had built up a resistance from deflecting all the rumors for the
And, of course, the impeachment trial. got in the bullseye. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
During the marathon first day, several senators were actually caught sleeping, including Mitch McConnell. Even more upsetting, when Mitch McConnell falls asleep, he doesn't close his eyes like you and me. His head just slowly retreats into his neck.
And of course, you have the deal. According to Senate rules, the senators may only have water or milk
right.
as their beverages.
Yeah.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS.
There was some breaking news. Our own CBS News reporter, Grace Seegers, reported the scoop. Tom Cotton has milk. This is not a drill. He has a glass in addition to his glass of water. He is the first senator I've seen to request and get milk. I repeat, Tom Cotton has milk. Wow, Tom, you know that must have pissed off Bernie Sanders.
Top Cotton's milk must be evenly distributed through the Senate. Right now, 1% of the senators have 100% of the 2%.
Entertainment right. News in the Blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do professional major appliance repairs on most makes and models. So if you've got an appliance that's in trouble, you just call Terry and get an appointment. Get him over there right away. 409-1525. Make sure you have that phone number at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:43 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Bill Roy. A new name for a Wichita company that's on the way. Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.